We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Steve at 10 in the morning here on KNSS. Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward. 47 degrees at 6:30 on a Friday morning. The Army Corps of Engineers is releasing water from Cheney Reservoir. Officials say doing this will help maintain the safety of the dam. They say the water will not cause damage or cause any flooding downstream. Officials in Reno County say flooding conditions will likely get worse through next week. First responders have already rescued 8 people stranded in cars and homes due to the high water. The Cow Creek is expected to rise to or above flood stage for several days. Sergeant Rick Newton with the Reno County Sheriff's Office tells KSN News residents are advised to stay in their homes.
It's not a mandatory evacuation, so if they choose to stay, they stay. And if they need rescued, we'll try to get to them as best we can. But there's no guarantees with everything else going on that we can get to them.
Dozens of roads in Reno County underwater.
2 male suspects robbed a gas station Wednesday afternoon in northwest Wichita. Police officer Paul Cruz says it happened at the Phillips 66 at 13th and Ridge.
2 unknown suspects did enter the store. One of the suspects, who was armed, pointed a handgun at the employee and demanded money. Money was given to the suspect as the suspects were walking out of the business. 2 tabletop gambling machines were taken.
Both suspects wearing masks.
Over the weekend, Sedgwick County Election Commissioner Tabitha Lehman tweeted that the county was 800 new registrants from a record 300,000 registered voters. By Thursday, the election office reports that number closer to 600. Lehman spoke with KSN News.
The entire point of our job and our entire department's existence is to serve the voters, so that's very exciting for us. Seeing that extra level of engagement this election just leads us to believe that we're probably going to see higher turnout, so that's exciting too.
The increase in voter registration is being mirrored elsewhere in Kansas. Johnson County Election Office reporting a record 413,000 voter registrations. October 16th is the deadline to register to vote in Kansas.
3 farmers face lengthy prison sentences for their involvement in a fraud scheme.
Federal prosecutors say 3 Nebraska farmers have entered guilty pleas to wire fraud charges stemming from a multi-million-dollar scheme. The men are accused of conspiring with the owner of a large Iowa-based company to dupe customers into thinking they were buying grains grown using environmentally sustainable practices. Prosecutors say the group sold non-organic grain to customers from 2010 until last year, earning more than $2.5 million each. The men could face up to 20 years in prison, but will likely get less under federal sentencing guidelines. Rich Dennison, Fox News.
President Trump's former attorney is putting more distance between himself and his old boss.
Attorneys for Michael Cohen announcing he has re-registered as a Democrat. Cohen's lawyer Laney Davis says the switch comes as Cohen is trying to, quote, distance himself from the values of the current administration. Cohen, who previously served on the Republican National Committee's Finance Committee, has admitted to violating federal campaign finance laws. He pled guilty to 8 federal charges involving arranging hush money payments to adult film star Stormy Daniels and former Playboy model Karen McDougal at the direction of then-candidate Trump. Cohen will be sentenced December 12th. Sean Langell, Fox News.
An 82-year-old man in Michigan is charged with killing his wife. This was more than 40 years ago.
In 1975, Carol Jean Pierce disappeared from the trailer home she shared with her husband, Richard Gale Pierce, in Sturgeon Bay, Wisconsin. She was never found, her husband claiming she walked out on him. But now, cold case detectives allege Pierce had the motivation to kill her. Witnesses have said Carol Jean told them she thought he was going to kill her, but they told that to the cops years ago. What's changed so police could bring charges against Pierce now? Captain Don Brinkman of Sturgeon Bay Police says there are
different faces in the Attorney General's office in the state of Wisconsin who have agreed to look at this with us.
It's not clear if Richard Pierce has an attorney to speak on his behalf. Jill Nato, Fox News.
And now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. We're talking rain as we start the day, but we could be dealing with snow by the end of the weekend. Moisture from a tropical system southwest of us is coming our way today, and that will give us some rain, eventually drizzle with a high 57, partly cloudy, 41 overnight, light rain again Saturday afternoon with a high 56, and as a blast of colder air arrives on Sunday night, some of the rain may change over to snow briefly, but end by Monday morning. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now a cloudy sky and east wind at 6 miles per hour and 47 degrees, 635 now. Steve and Ted here on a Friday morning on this date, October 12th, 1997. Singer John Denver was killed when his experimental plane crashed into Monterey Bay in California. He was 53.
53. Been to Monterey. Shocking news.
Been to Monterey Bay. And I've seen John Denver in concert here in Wichita back in the 70s out at the Coliseum, Kansas Coliseum, in the round. The guy was, you know, I wasn't that big a fan, but what is he? What a terrific show. I mean, he went on for like 2 or 3 hours, and he never took a break. I mean, he let the band members take a break. He never did. He was quite a showman. Cost of staying warm going to grow this winter for the average American like Ted, and especially those who rely on heating oil, which we do not. That's according to the Energy Information Administration, federal agency predicting a 20% increase in spending for heating oil, but more modest increases of 3% for electricity and 5% for natural gas. It says propane expenditures are expected to be roughly on par with last year. All right, 6:36, and yesterday afternoon, as I said earlier, we went to the swearing-in ceremony for my grandson, Reese, who's part of the Kansas Air National Guard, and after that, Shelley and I went to have lunch at a place called Fizz. Been to Fizz?
Of course, yeah. Many times. Had I love Fizz.
Very tasty burger yesterday afternoon, and great big fries.
Love Fizz. Now you got me hungry for Fizz.
Yeah, maybe they'll send down some burgers this morning for us.
Oh my gosh, that sounds good.
I don't
good.
Think it's going to happen.
Did you get dipping sauces for the fries?
Oh, yeah, all of them. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Love that.
We've got today. This is October is Domestic Violence Awareness Month. Mm-hmm. And recorded a program at midweek about this for the issue show that we do on the weekend. And it's just very interesting stuff. And including, you know, if somebody is a victim of some sort of domestic violence every 9 seconds in this country. And they've got a local DV hotline. If you're involved in a situation you can't get out of it, I'll just throw this number out. Write this down, 263-6000, 263-6000. And that's what we're doing this weekend. Now, what else we got?
Good to know, of course, because sometimes those victims feel that they're alone in this. They have nowhere to turn. Oh. And I think we simply want to get the word out that, gosh, there is someone you can turn to. If you are in a bad situation,
it's not as easy as just walk out the door.
There is help available.
There's help available.
Yeah,
you got it.
Make sure you take that action rather than something even worse happening to you.
All right. We do also have, I'm just going to throw this one to direct you to their webpage, and Jed put a story in there a while ago about the fact that we need some Sedgwick County election workers, some part-time and full-time work, and, you know, it could be up to $120 a day for Election Day. And we've got a link on there, right, if you want more information.
We've got a mail, too. If you click on it, it'll get your email opened and directed to exactly where you need it to go.
Do you need a job for a couple of days? That might be the way to go.
Yeah.
And tonight is opening night for the murder mystery at St. Vincent's Catholic Church in Andover, starring Ted Woodward and his brother. you ready to go, Ted?
Yeah, ready to go tonight.
Okay.
Murder mystery at 7 o'clock. Doors open at 6. Tickets are $20 each. And with that, you get free beer, free wine, free snacks.
Wow. And a good show.
Yeah, show's only about 45 minutes, family friendly. So
you're doing it tomorrow night.
See you there. And then tomorrow, the $75 tickets, the big hoodoo with the silent and live auction and the high-priced event tomorrow night. Doors open at 6 o'clock.
So do you get tickets in advance or just show up at the door?
They probably want you to get tickets in advance, but I think you can get them at the door as well.
Okay. St. Vincent's.
St. Vincent's Catholic Church in Andover. It's a big fundraiser for the Lord's Diner. Get that murder mystery at 7 o'clock tonight out there. Tickets are $20.
All right. 6:39 now, Steve and Ted. And time for our KNSS Commodities Update with Mr. Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Good morning, Tom.
Well, good morning, Ted. The trading yesterday was two-sided for the cattle complex. Some of the deferred contracts made new lows for the week yesterday. The deferred contracts also closed negative, while the nearby contracts closed positive. Cash cattle trade took place yesterday, and once again, it's steady money with the previous week for the fifth straight week. The lean hogs traded and closed negative. On the close, December live cattle, 30 cents higher, 116.77. November feeders, 57 higher, 156.75. And December lean hogs, $1.52 lower, 54.42. Now, the corn and soybeans closed positive Thursday, and the wheat closed on the negative side. The monthly USDA report was on the friendly side overall. The soybean numbers were not good, but were better than anticipated. The corn and wheat numbers were slightly price-friendly and also better than was expected. Now, the past two sessions, we've seen a down-now drop, 1,378 points, the largest two-day drop since early February when we dropped 1,841 points in 2 days. And we also saw yesterday the lowest trade since July 13th. At the moment, December KC wheat's up 3¾ cents at 517.5. December corn down a quarter of a penny at 369. November soybeans a nickel higher at 863¼. November crude oil trading 51 cents higher at 71.48. December gold $2.90 lower, $1,224.60. December S&P 29.5 points higher, 2775. December dollar index is 8 cents higher at 94.79, with December Dow Jones futures now 251 points higher at 25,436. For commodity trading or ag marketing advisory, contact Loeffler Commodities on the phone or on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
All right, Tom, you're going to brush that voice a little bit there. Sounds like you're a little scratchy this morning.
And, well, yesterday's procedure kind of weakened the voice a little.
Well, and can we say what it was? Sinus procedure? And
sure. I had sinus surgery yesterday.
Oh, my gosh. Well.
And I've heard all kinds of horror stories from people about it before. This is my second time in the past 5 years, and both times I have been back to work the next day.
Yeah.
You got just a little bit of problems, but it has been successful. The doctors that have done it for me have done a great job. We just have to figure out why I keep having to have it.
Well, I can tell you why, because you're living in Kansas where, you know, there's nothing but grain dust and dirt in the air out here. It's just part of living in Kansas, I think, you know.
Exactly. It probably doesn't help, Steve.
Hey, today is National Farmers Day. Let's give a big salute to all those guys out there, those men and women who are working the farms and keeping the bread on the table for us, huh?
You can't see it from here on the radio, but I am saluting them.
Okay, I am too. You can't see it either. How about that? Salute. Thank you, Tom. Have a good weekend. 6:42 now. Steve and Ted. Time for Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker, coming up. He's going to talk about Philosophical Friday, the facts of life. I hope this is rated G, that we won't have to have the kids tune out. But Don, I'm sure it is. Don will be coming up here in just a moment. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.